I know as busy moms, we're all here for the mom hacks and how to work smarter and not harder when getting shit done. But today I'm going to share with you three ways that you can actually increase productivity by finding community and connection with other moms that are in the trenches just like us. So stay tuned for that and more on this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast.
I'm Brianne McKenzie. I'm a mom of four little kids, teacher of students with special needs, and a health and productivity buff. And this is the Get Shit Done podcast, where I help busy moms learn to get shit done in their lives through everyday, tangible productivity tips and tricks that'll be sure to help you get shit done. Whether you're a busy working mom inside or outside the home, I'll share my how-tos and my step-by-step strategies you need to prioritize what's important in your life and create the energy you need to follow through. Now, grab your earbuds and join me for a mom chat while you're doing the dishes, folding the laundry, or exercising with your kids. And let's get shit done together.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Get Shit Done podcast, and I'm coming to you from beautiful Nova Scotia in the fall. It's a lovely season here. We get all the beautiful colors of, you know, the fall season, and we do lots of fun activities around here, like apple picking. It's really big around here, so we just went this past weekend because it's a long weekend for us. So we went apple picking as a family and enjoyed the beautiful weather. And you guys, I have to say, I'm loving this weather here because it's like 20 degrees most days and sun, which is beautiful. But our summer was not that. And it torrential downpoured rain for 2 months of our summer. So I'm soaking up all of the sun and beautiful weather. Although I'm just a little bit bitter that it didn't happen while we were all on vacation. But anyway, moving on. So yeah, it's lovely around here. And I just finished our, homework routine workshop in the Mom Get Shit Done community with all of you guys who wanted to join in. And it was so much fun and really a great way to just talk with other moms, about what they feel they want to be, you know, working on and thinking about in their lives. And there's so much that we kind of just chatted about in that, workshop. So I loved it. And it kind of left me thinking about, like, when you come off of a live event like that, the fire in your body is just so amazing because it feels like you have that connection with other people, with other moms who are in the trenches just like us. And so I really wanted to do an episode today on how really having that community connection can actually increase our productivity and help us to get shit done when we have that, you know, connection with other moms. So I'm going to chat a little bit about that today and how it can really help to our benefit, because I think we all need all the help we can get. So we're always all here for the mom hacks, right? Like, we always want to know what things we can do to work smarter, not harder in our busy lives. Like, we're working, most of us out of the home, some of us inside the home. And really, we want to have those things that help us to be able to be more efficient and productive as busy moms. And I love to bring those tips to you. But I think one of the things beyond the tips is that we need to actually like take the action, right? And to be able to do that, we need to feel that support. And so one way that we can actually get more shit done is by having that connection with people who help provide that validation and emotional support when we need it. And I dare say, we don't have to be going through a tough time to just feel that connection. So one of the really cool things that I have found throughout my life, especially with four kids, is that when I don't know something, I need to like find out about it. And I end up gravitating towards online communities. And this has been before COVID, but even more so since then. And finding out if other people are feeling like me and having that validation that yes, other people are feeling the same way I am is so powerful that it helps you to feel confident. And half the time, we are in our heads making ourselves feel so defeated with the things that we do every day. Like, we all know we have these negative thoughts in our head, and we're just kind of beating ourselves down. And I always say to my friends, like, don't talk to my best friend like that, because, you know, we are all having these thoughts and conversations ongoing in our head, and it doesn't help us actually to move forward. But when we have that connection with other people who, you know, are going through the same things, it can really help us to feel and normalize and validate those things we're going through. I'll give you an example. I had a really hard time a few years ago with sickness in my family. Well, last year, but like within the last year and a half. And it was just nonstop coming at us, nonstop. And you know what? That's defeating, because you're constantly feeling like you can't get ahead, and you're also really worried because your kids are unwell. So it takes a lot of time, takes a lot of attention, but also has a big toll on your body. And I remember reaching out and talking to other families that I have that I know that have four kids, and they were in the same boat as me. And they were feeling like, I'm worried about my kids. We haven't had this many viruses before. They're all more sick than they've ever been. My body is feeling so stressed, and I'm putting on weight, excuse me, and I'm unable to, you know, go do a workout because I'm with my kids 24/7 trying to help them through this tough time. And I don't know what else to do to like help us to move forward. And I feel like I'm lacking in my job because I have to take so much time off, blah, blah, blah. You know the thing. But just having those group of people that I know that have four kids that have been feeling the same thing helped me to validate of like, okay, there's not something just wrong with us. This is the aftermath of, you know, a few years of isolation and different things in the world, and we will get through this and we can move forward. And that, I tell you, was the saving grace sometimes when I just felt like this was never ending. So I really benefited from having that emotional support and just the validation of like, okay, I'm doing what I need to do right now in this season. And it's okay if it's not my norm, if it's not the things we usually do, because this season will come to an end. It doesn't have to be like this all the time. And sometimes I feel like I can get in my head and have that down that spiral, you know, rabbit hole of like, this is what it's always going to be like. So I had to have other people in my life be able to support me and say that that was okay, and it's not always going to be like this, and have a different perspective, and even some people on the other side of it. So having emotional support and validation is so key as a busy mom, and that will actually help you to move forward. Okay, I talked a lot about when I was a new mom. Everything's new, obviously, and I really gravitated toward these online groups to help support me in the things that I didn't know. So I needed to learn more skills. And you know, the online space is a great place to learn about things quick. So I don't know about you, but like, if I want to learn, okay, an example, my potty training, I was having an issue with one of my kids one time. And so I went on Instagram and I looked for somebody, quote unquote, a guru around potty training. And I like binged all her highlights, and I went down some of her resources, and I got what I needed in that moment. I got the skills I needed to move forward with that particular problem in that moment. And it was super helpful. I'll take it way back, like 12, 10, 11 years ago, when I was a brand new mom and I was cloth diapering my daughter. That's like a whole world. At least around here it was back then. The whole cloth diapering world of stuff I did not know. I knew I wanted to try it, but there was a lot I needed to learn. And so I went to groups. And it's really funny because around here in Nova Scotia, and it'd be so interesting if some of you guys are listening to this today, I would love to hear from you on Instagram or wherever. Just give me a shout out, because it's been like 11 years. There is a cloth diaper network that was created on Facebook community for anybody who wanted to learn about cloth diapering. And they said Nova Scotia, but I'm sure there was people from everywhere. But that was like my go-to. And then we had all these spin-off groups of like fitness and nutrition and buy and sells and everything. And it was just a community of women who came together for a like-minded reason at first. And then it just spawned into many areas of our lives. And there's still group right now, 12 years later. And we've all kind of gone, you know, throughout our lives. Our kids are older now and we have different seasons of life, but it's really crazy how it comes together. But it all came together over this shared skill we needed to learn about cloth diapers. And so that in itself was a reason I went seeking this out, because I needed to learn how to handle that. But at the end of the day, it was a place I could go, grab what I needed, and use it and apply it directly to my life at that point. And that is why having a place for skill development and shared resources for whatever it is you need is super important. So if you don't have those communities on Facebook or social media or in your life in general, like even outside of social media, that is so important because we're going at it alone otherwise. And it feels really daunting and scary. And where do you find out what you need to do if you're not sharing, if you're not engaging in shared experiences with other moms and learning the skills you need to move forward? And in a way that works for us busy moms, because like ain't nobody got time to like go and sit in a class for hours and hours. So I'm the queen of like listening to a podcast or a quick, like, you know, getting some posts on Instagram or asking a question in a group. Those things are super important for me. And I feel like a lot of us in this kind of stage of our life need some sort of hub to just go and get what they need, but they need it and ask those questions. Okay. The last reason why I feel like community and connection for busy moms can actually help you to get more shit done is that we have a way to set goals and have accountability. So I don't know about you, but I've been in a different, like, you know, 30-day challenge for fitness and have a little group or nutrition or whatever it is, like parenting groups. I've been in different ones like that. And it's really been helpful in that season of life for the thing that I want to work on. I had one around positive parenting around kids. And like, there was this one time I was struggling with one of my kids where I just felt like my interactions with him constantly were negative. And I was like, I don't want to come at it this way. I don't want to feel like everything I'm doing is negative. So I had a group where I was able to set a goal of like, I want to feel positive interactions. I want to look for 3 or 4 opportunities each day to be positively praising him for the things he's doing so that we can like turn this kind of dynamic around a bit. And then we had accountability at the end of the week. And it really changed both of our relationships. But it was also interesting to see that we only needed a week to do that or less than that. A moment really, or an intention. And at the end of the day, you know, us moms really do want to move forward. And we know that goal setting is important, but it's hard to do. But that's why we need some place to be able to speak it out loud and put it down on paper, whatever it is. And then have a group of people we feel comfortable with to really just like check in. And I'm going to plug the Moms Get Shit Done Club here because we have switched in the last couple of months to a brand new app, a new platform that really does help to up-level this accountability and support. And we have this little feature in the club called an accountability circle. It runs from a Monday to a Friday. And it's basically a way we check in on a Monday. And we just talk about our 3 focuses for the week. So it's not about like a goal, something we're going to attain. It's what are those 3 intentions that we're kind of keeping front of mind for the week? And then we kind of chit chat throughout the week about the obstacles that we think we might face or that we are facing. And just having that dialogue to troubleshoot the things, the sickness, the, you know, opportunities that we maybe missed or the challenges that we're going through help us to actually attain that goal much quicker. And when I say attain, I don't even mean like we're reaching the goal, because a lot of these focuses we've realized over the last little while is that like we never like come to an end of it. So I'll give you an example. One of my goals is to make, you know, fitness a habit. And like, I'm the kind of person who's like, it's never going to be easy for me. Like, I just know that. It's always going to feel daunting. It could feel better than some other times, but it's never going to be that thing that I'm like, it's never, you know, I always not want to do it. Let's put it that way. I do it, but I never want to. So I always have that on my top 3 focuses for the week, because it's something I have to be intentional about. Now, I'm never going to get to the point probably when it's just there, it happens, I don't have to think about it. So to me, that's an ongoing focus that we go and think about. But I always talk each week in my accountability circle with the other moms about how I have to be super intentional, because I can easily let other things get in the way. Like, it's twisting my rubber arm to not do workout. So I think about at the beginning of the week, what are some things that could potentially pop up or get in the way of me following through with that, you know, fitness intention that I set for myself? And just even taking a few minutes to like troubleshoot that with other moms and hearing that they've been through there and are doing the same thing has been so validating. And one of the cool things about the accountability circle is, yes, we check in on our app a couple times a week with this, but then biweekly we just get on you know, a call together, we have a drink, whatever it is, and we just chit chat about this stuff for like 20 minutes. And I'm telling you, it leaves us feeling our cup full. And that's happening this weekend, actually. I'm really looking forward to it. And it really is just one of those ways that I feel connected to other moms. So then when I'm going to make my goals for the next week, I'm feeling empowered. I feel like it's possible. There's hope there because I have a roadmap, a way of like going about it and getting the support I need when I don't have it. So I want to extend an invite to you. If you feel like you need that community and connection with other moms in your life right now, I want you to consider joining us in the Moms Get Shit Done Club. You can find all the info in the show notes or a link in my Instagram. So I'm doing a little promo right now that's going to help us join together and join forces. But if you need that community connection, I really just suggest go and find something that you're looking to find some information on or that you're interested in and find a community around that. Because at the end of the day, when you feel empowered, you have the support and the validation, and you have the information that you need, you're going to take action and it's going to help you to get more shit done. So if it's not the Moms Get Shit Done Club, find something that works for you in your area, whether it's online or in person. Anyway, I hope that this was a little bit helpful for you and it really was something that you need. And if you need that community and connection, please come join us. Have a great week.
Well, that's it for me today. I'm likely needed for some mom duties right about now. Thanks so much for joining me for a chat, and let's do it again soon. And be sure to follow me on Instagram at Brianne_McKenzie123 for more tips and tricks on how to get shit done.